Agana Kivo, and Chilev Shalgavi Agachi. Now, so the Rambam says, in Halochetes, Chilev Aleiv, V'Chilev Ameayim, V'in Andakim Hamnufofim, Kulam Mitorim. Because the Gemara says, that Tzadigimu, that you only have to remove, to cut off, to be minakir, the first amoleia of the intestines, where the kevo ends. So then you have to remove the one amo of that intestines. And beyond that amo, so it's muta. So he says, chilev haleival v'chilev ameayim v'inadakin hamnufofi, that the coils in the intestines, after that first amoleia, so the coils, kulamutoi, because through yamarbe chilev adakim, but only the first amoleia, not the coils. Now, there is another pshat in the shenim. When the Gemara says, Rishmeye Biamse, Boye Grere, Rashi mentions it, that from Tesam at Beis, the first line. We come and I'm going to Rishmeye Biamse, Boye Grere, Vizeo Chilev Shal Adaki, Kishamiai Maschil Limoshech. But the rest of the intestines, the Chilev, the fat that is on top of the rest of the intestines, not this Amo in the intestines, so that is Muta. So most Rishim say that the Amo at the beginning of the intestine is also, it has reference to the small intestine, where the cave ends. So one amo at the beginning of the intestine, at the beginning of the area of the small intestine is also the chilev, that fat is also. But then there is a pshat v'sheni in the trish meyer be'amse, has reference not to the small intestine but to the large intestine near the rectum. So in other words, that is osa. Now the Shofanot, the Rambam mentions both days. Now, so the Rambam says in Alochetes, Chilev Halev, V'chilev Ameayim, V'in Adakin Hamnufofin, Kulo Mutoi, V'areihem Kishumen Shehu Muta, Chutz Mereishamei Shesomuch Likevo, Shehu, that's the beginning of the small intestine, Shehitchilas Meimayim, שצורך לגרר החילף שאולוב, וזהו חילף של הדקין שעושה. So in other words, so the Rambam, the case of Mishnes Pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Shmuel is very difficult. Because if the Rambam passes like Rabbi Shmuel, that we are marbe from kol chilef, we are marbe the chilef shal gabei, Shalgavi Akivo, then the Rambam should mention that Chilev Shalgavi Akivo is also Oseh. And the Rambam only mentions Chilev Shalgavi Adakin. That means the first layer, the first amoleia in the small intestine is Oseh. But Kivo not. So that's a raya that the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Shmuel. Alright. So he says, so you have to be Geireya, the Chilev at the beginning of the small intestine, the first amo in the small intestine. וזהו חילב של הדקין שעושה. ויש מנגנים שאימר שריש המי שצורך לגורר, the first amo that you have to be gerer, that is also, the חילב is also, הוא המי שייצא ביורי, שהוא סייף המאיים, that means a large intestine. So there are two days, and the Shulchan Aruch mentions both days, we pass in both the Chumre. In other words, we have to be gerer, the חילב, the fat, at the first amo, they say sixth vochim, and the first amo on the small intestine, and we also have to begin at the fat at the beginning of the large intestine because of the two pshat. But when the Rambam mentions that chilev shal adakin is osea, he mentions it separately. You see, in halochei. He says, Shleisha Chlovime, Shechayovim Laim Kores, Chilif Shalakerev, Shal Shtiakloi, Shalak Solik. So you have a Chilif Kores. And then he says, Nalochevov, Chilif Shalameses, Shal Bisakei says, Hu Chilif Shalakerev. So you have a Chilif Kores. But Chilif, if the Rambam Shita had been that Chilif Shaladaki, whether it means the small intestine, the first amo and small intestine, or it means the first amo and the large intestine, that you are chayv kores, so he should have mentioned it together with alochei, just as he mentions the chilev shal ahemeses and shal bisakeses, the second stomach and the third stomach, that you are chayv kores. How is it that over there he doesn't discuss the chilev shal gaviarakin, but in alochetes, when he discusses chilev alei v'chilev ameayin, that is in muter, the coins, the chilev that is on top of the coins, after the first amo in the small intestine, that it's muter. So he says, but the first amo at the beginning of the small intestine, that is osar. He only says osar. He doesn't say v'zeu chilev shal gavakere. He doesn't say v'zeu chilev shal gavakere. So what is mashma? So it's mashma, and the Mishnah Melach says that according to the Rambam, kores yaron mechuyev. Yaron mechuyev and the chilev shal gavakeres. So what is chilev shal gavakeres? The chilev that is on the first stomach, and the chilev that is on the bisakeses, the second stomach, and the chilev that is on the hemses, the third stomach. That there is a chilev kores. But the chilev shal gavakeres, according to Rabbi Yishmael, and chilev shal gavakeres, the first amo of the daki. So, according to Rav Akiva, that we are marbe from kol chilev asher akerev. But there is no chorus, that's why the Rambam, in Alochetes, in Alochehei and Vov, he only mentions chilev asher akerev. There he mentions only the chilev that covers the keres, that covers the bisakeses, and that covers the hemses. Together with the chilev that covers the kloyes, that's something else. I mean, that this is not in the machlekes, that has nothing to do with the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, and together with the chilev that is on the loins, so that also there is kores. But chilev shel gav akiva according to Rabbi Shmuel, and chilev shel gav dakin according to Rabbi Akiva, kores there isn't, because that doesn't even come within the psukim of chilev. But there is a ribu of kol achilev asher akerev. So mele there is no chorus for it, just an isa that I say, but there is no chorus. That's how it is seen now. So that means that according now, the ritva is the kasha. There seems to be a stira between the first brayse and the second brayse. From the first brayse it appears that the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is based upon how we darshan the kol chilev, whether the kol chilev is mar bekeivo, as Rabbi Shmuel says, or it's mar bedakin. From the second brayse, it appears that the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is on the question how we darshan the posik chilev machases akerev, whether we apply the hekesh mar chilev machases akerev. Chum v'niklav, or we apply the hekesh, ma'achil v'amchas z'akerev, teisim chum v'niklav. So that's the kashe of the ritva. So the ritva says, no. Then, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva deduce it from kol chilev. But the question is, what should kol chilev be ma'ave? So first we have to determine what is the essential characteristic of the chilev that is al gavei hakeres. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, in the second brayse, Rabbi Shmuel says, he learns out that the essential characteristic of the chilev that is al gavei hakeres is chum v'niklav, and Rabbi Akiva says, the essential characteristic of the chilev shel gavei hakeres is teisim chum v'niklav. Mimele, Rabbi Shmuel is marbe from kol chilev, anything that is from v'niklav, and Rabbi Akiva is marbe from kol chilev, anything that is teisim from v'niklav. But the droshe, they all deduce it from kol achilev asher lakerev. That's what the ritva says. But apparently, according to the Rambam, no, it's two separate aloches. In this aloche, in the second brayse, so Rabbi Akiva says, ma achilev amchases akerev. Tesef kum viniklav, av kol tesef kum viniklav. So what is, av this yalfuse is marbe, av kol tesef kum viniklav. Even that kind of fat that is not explicitly spelled out in this pasuk, because this pasuk deals with what kind of chilev? The chilev that covers the keres. How about the chilev that covers the hemses and the bisakeses? That not. How do we know that for the chilev that covers the hemses and the bisakeses, the second stomach and the third stomach, there is also a chilev kores? That's the droshe. Ma chilev amchases akerev, the keres, the first stomach. Is tesef kum viniklav, so it comes within the yisar chilev and the chiyuv kores of chilev. Of course, tesef kum viniklav. That means that the chilev that is mechase the bisakeses and the hemses, even though that's not spelled out explicitly in the pasuk, also comes within the chiyuv of kores. But then, in the first braise, when Rabbi Akiva is marbe from kol chilev, he is marbe chilev shel gabadakin. That's chilev shel gabadakin. So there is only an iser, but there is no chorus. That's the Shittas Rambam. But the Ritva holds that everything is deduced from kol chilev, and there is chorus, you see. So in the Mele, the Ritva says that in final analysis, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva learn it out from kol chilev. And this hekesh, Ma, that Rabbi Shmuel says, Ma chilev amchasis akerev kum viniklav, av kol kum viniklav, and Rabbi Akiva says, Ma chilev amchasis akerev tesev kum viniklav, av kol tesev kum viniklav, is just expressive of the essay of what is the essential feature, characteristic of the chilev that is mechasis akerev. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the essential characteristic of the chilev that is mechasid ekeres is kum viniklav, and according to Rabbi Akiva, the essential characteristic of the chilev that is mechasid the keres is tesef kum viniklav. Mimele, according to Rabbi Yishmuel, that the essential characteristic of the chilev that is mechasid ekeres is kum viniklav, so is marbe chilev shel gabe akeivo. And according to Rabbi Akiva, the essential characteristic of the chilev that is mechase de keres is tezev kum viniklav, so the kol chilev cannot be marbe chilev shel gabe akeivo, but it can be marbe only chilev shel gabe dak. Now up to the Gemara. Tanya, Rav Shim Gamlielainer, Dafnu Nomadal. Tanya, Rav Shim Gamlielainer, Nimaim Shenikvu, Vileichos Ismason Kshel. In other words, if the Nimaim, if the intestines are perforated, and then there is a certain Leiche that blocks it, so is it Kshel. My Leiche, Omar Avkane, Sirke de Mei, Dinokif Agavdechi. In other words, That leiche that comes out through the pressure, and that blocks the nekev, so mele it's not right. Sirke de meye gvide va aduko behem lifnim, umitzin eise bedeich. Gmire chavriye de ravabe, miravabe. Umane Rabzeir, Viamrelo Havri de Rabzeire Mirabzeire, Umane Rabbe, Breed Rafriye Barab, Hoch Omar Rabjechene, Haloche Kirabshim Gamliel Betrayv, Vialoche Kirabshim Biom, Haloche Kirabshim Gamliel Betrayv Hodamor. In other words, that name Yayim, that even if there is a naked in the intestines, but if it is blocked by the Leiche, so as long as it is not exposed and it is covered, so it doesn't make any difference by what it is blocked. So it's not rave. So we pass like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And Rabbi Shimon Biovel, but what is the aloche of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in Aviles? Ma'id itna. Kol shleisha yomim orisheini, bo mimokim korev, meini imoem. Mimokim rocheik, meini laatzmi. Mikam ve'eleich, afilu bo mimokim korev, meinu la'atzim. Now, suppose there are veilim who started cheating. But one member of the family was not in the house when they started Averes. And then after they started sitting Shiva, so a member of the family, a brother, a sister, so arrived in that house and she joined the other Averes. So the question is, does he count Shiva for himself or he is Nigra after the family who started the Shiva before? So, according to the Rekami, it all depends. If the new member of the family who joins the rest of the family in the Aveles a little later, if he joins them within the 3 days, in other words, let's say if the rest of the family started Chive on Sunday, and then he joins them on Tuesday. So within the first 3 days, so koshli shiyom rishayni, bo mimokim korev, meine imoen, mimokim rochek, meine latz. If, let's say, he came from a close place, what does it mean? He came from a close place. A close place means asor pasois. That means, in other words, he was not very far away. In other words, he was able to come within 12 hours. Had he started to walk towards the place of the Avelim, it wouldn't have taken him more than 12 hours to reach the place of the Avelim. That's called the Mokim Korek. But if he's so far away that he wouldn't be able to reach the place of the Avelim in 12 hours, it's more than 10 pasois. It's more than 10 pasois. Now, the Or HaShulchan says that today, that people, well, in the Or HaShulchan time, so people were accustomed already to go by train, I mean, not by plane as yet. So he says that this Asor Pasois is the criterion for people who are accustomed to walk by foot. They're not accustomed, you know, to go by train or even by to ride on a donkey or on a horse. But today that people are accustomed to go by train, and today we should say it, that people are accustomed to go by plane, so that means that even if the new member of the family who joined the Avelim late happened to be in Europe, but since it doesn't take more than 10 hours to come to America from Europe by plane, so it should be considered as a Mokim Korev. In other words, a Mokim Korev means Asor Pasois. In other words, that you can reach the place within 10 hours. But that depends upon the practice of people, whether they go places by foot or they go places by horse, by vehicles or by plane. So it means a Mokim Korev is a place that you can reach the destination within 10 hours. But if it takes you more than 10 hours, then it's a Mokim Rochek. Now let's say if somebody would be in Japan or in Australia, and then the members of his family who are sitting Shiva are in America, so even by plane it would take him more than 10 hours, that would be a Mokim Rochek even today. So Kol Shlei Shiyomim Morishenim, Bo Mimokim Korev, Meinei Moen, Mimokim Rochek, Meinei Laatzmei, Mikam Veileich, Afilu Bo Mimokim Korev, Meinei Laatzmei. But suppose the family started Shiva on Sunday, and then he joins them on Thursday, so then he's Meinei Laatzmei. Even if he had been, let's say, a mile away. So, since he joined them more than 3 days after they started the Aveles, so Meile is Meile Latz. This is what the Tanakam says. Reb Shimon Eimeya, afilu bo b'yem ashvi, bo mimokim korev, is Meile Imoy. Reb Shimon says that if is bo mimokim korev, and he could have been there in the same day, he could have, except that he was lazy, and he decided not to come. But if he could have joined the members of the family in the shiva the same day
within 10 pasois. So even if he came on the seventh day, what does it mean by Mashli? So doesn't mean by Mashli in the morning, because if in the morning somebody came to Kulei, so the rest of the family had already risen from Mashli.
So Mamele is main lads. This is what the Tanakhama says. Reb Shimon Eimeya, afilu bo b'yei Mashli, bo mimokim korev, is main moen, they already rose from Shiva. But it means afilu bo b'yei Mashli, let's say in the night of the seventh day. So the Avelim don't rise from the Shiva only in the morning, because we only say Mixas Hayim Kikulei. We don't say Mixas Halaylo Kikulei. So Mimele, Afilu Bo B'Yim Ashvi, Afilu B'Yim Ashvi, Bo Mimokim Korev Menim Oem. So in other words, so it was mentioned that Aloche Kerev Shimin Gamliel Ba'Avelis also. Oma Manhu Du Iske Ve'Isek Ve'Amre Vishmaitzei Mipume Dimore. In other words, this was attributed to Rav Abba. That Rav Abba said, Aloche Kerev Shimin Gamliel B'Treifes, that the Maim Shenikvu Veleiches is Masoni Kshero, and also that it was attributed to Rav Abba that Aloche Kerev Shimin Gamliel B'Treifes. In other words, that if a new oval joins the other Aveli, even on the seventh day, but if he is born in Mokim Korev, so he's Nigra to the rest of the family, and he doesn't have to make his own count. So he wanted to hear from Rav Abba himself whether he said that Aloche Kerev Shimon. Manu duhu iske veisek v'agmer lishmaitzim pumi libor. Kisolik, so when he went after Eretz Yisrael, ashkechel Rav Abba b'rid Rav Chiya bar Abba, omolei, oma mar Aloche Kerev Shimon l'dimliel b'treife. So did you say, he wanted to confirm it, did you say that Aloche is like Rav Shimon l'dimliel b'treife, that Mimayim Shenikvu V'leichos Ismosa Nikshiro? Omolei, Ho'ein Aloche Amre. I said just the reverse, that Aloche is not like Rav Shimon l'dimliel. So, Ein Aloche Amre. Rav Shimon b'Ovel Mai, Omolei, Pluktani. How about the other Rav Shimon Gamliel? So he said there is a machlekes. The Yitma, Rav Chisda omar aloche, v'chein omar Rav Yechre, haloche, v'Rav Nachman omar ein aloche. V'ein aloche k'Rav Shimon Gamliel, now the Gemara passes. V'ein aloche k'Rav Shimon Gamliel b'treifi, v'aloche k'Rav Shimon b'ovu, v'omar Shmuel, haloche k'Divrei HaMeikel b'ovu. Haloche k'Divrei HaMeikel b'ovu. So in other words, so that's the way you pass me, that ein aloche k'Rav Shimon Gamliel b'treife. In other words, if there is nekev in the intestines and it's blocked by the leche that comes out from the intestines, so that is not a good protection, because that leche that comes out from the intestines is really, what is it? It's really food, you see, that it came out through the pressure. So that is not a good protection. Alright. The Omar Shmuel, Halochek the Ramekabon. Omar of Sine Bachir, Makifim Bibne Mai. Now let's see the Rashi. Makifim Bibne Mai, Imimtiu Nikubim, Beinuli Eidim, Inkadim Shritte, Mimacha Shritte, Nekvim, Nekev Acha Vitside, Virei, Imareen Shobim, Shero. In other words, suppose we find a nekev in the intestines. Now, a nekev in the nimayim makes the behemoth into a treifa, but only if the nekev occurred while the behemoth is alive. But maybe the nekev occurred after the shechita of the behemoth, so of course then it's ksheo. But we don't know when did the nekev occur. Did the nekev occur before the shechita? Or the nekev occurred after the shechita. So there is an eitzeh. So of course, then it's ksheo. But we don't know when did the nekev occur. Did the nekev occur before the shechita? or the nekif occurred after the shechita. So there is an eitzah. In other words, you take adab neimayim that right now do not have a nekif, and you make a nekif. Now the other nekif that you make now is certainly a nekif that is made after shechita. And then you observe, you inspect and observe the new nekif that you bikavone made after the shechita, and you look at this new nekif, how does this new nekif look, and whether, and you compare it or contrast it with the nekif in question. If the nikovim look alike, so it's a raya that the nekif in question was also took place after shechita. But if they don't look alike, so then it can be explained, how is it that they don't look alike? The answer is, because this new nekev you made after the shechita, so it looks one way. And the other nekev, probably what occurred before shechita, so it doesn't look the same. Alright. Omer afsin b'achirim akiv n'mayim. Hamid n'mayim d'osev n'edu n'kami d'rov. Akvifinu v'lo yidme. So he made a nekev in another part of the intestine that was unperforated, and then the nekev that he made l'ach ha-shchite did not look the same way as the nekev in question. So v'lo yidme. Also Rav Mishal Shir replay. So Rav Mishal Shir, his son, came mimashmesh biho. So then with his hands he kept on handling it, touching it. So then, once he handled it, he touched it with his hands, then the two nikovim, the nekev in question, and the nekev that was bikavone made l'ach ha-shechita, looked exactly alike. In other words, so the reason is why at first the nekev in question didn't look like the new nekev, because the nekev in question, not because the nekev in question was occurred before shechita, whereas the new nekev l'ach ha-shechita, no, occurred before shechita, whereas the new nekev l'ach ha-shechita, no, the nekev in question also occurred after shechita, but the nekev in question occurred l'ach ha-shechita, and then